Hello. If you're listening to this, it means you've happened to stumble upon me and my friend Parker's brand spanking new podcast called Peaked in High School. This is a podcast that I don't like to force definitions on things, but if anything, I would say it is a podcast where my good high school friend Parker and I will be discussing some of the trials and tribulations that we've experienced throughout our high school, elementary school, and middle school careers. Hold on as I take a drink of water.
Yep, everything else in between, summer experiences,
Summer
just
experiences,
extracurriculars,
all the.
everything that goes with being a young child to teenager and just the grown up years, you know?
All that wild, raunchy stuff.
Oh
So.
yeah. For two people who definitely partied a lot in high school and did
Yeah.
not play Dungeons and Dragons and various other things.
Exactly. Two happy-go-lucky campers who definitely did not spend most of their free time writing D&D campaigns and also did
Nope.
not also liked to drink lots of alcohol. So
Very much of it.
without further ado,
I think we should do
Park.
like, you know, well, like let's introduce ourselves first, Hunter. Like, where'd you grow up?
Oh
What's
shit.
your vague background? Like,
Excellent one.
give me a little blurb here, my dude.
Okay, you got it. So I'm Hunter. I am grew up in Roseville, California, which is kind of a it's a suburb of Sacramento. So California area, suburb of Sacramento. Very it was fairly conservative for California, but still it was a decent place to grow up despite getting into like the literal 100 degrees during the summer. Other than that, I grew up there and then I moved to Hermosa Beach when I was between 7th and 8th grade. And that was where I made most of my, friends that I've stuck with, one of which being Parker, who I met during high school. So we
Hi,
both went to high
that's
school at
me.
MiraCosta in Manhattan Beach. So yeah,
Yep.
take it
Yeah,
away.
I've grown up and lived in Manhattan Beach my whole life, which is right next to Hermosa, where Hunter moved. Manhattan Beach, Hermosa are both in like Southern California, so I'm very lucky to have grown up on the beach and in a relatively affluent area. However, that's come with a lot of kind of interesting cultural and social expectations in where I'm from. It's a lot of people who are like, they say they're socially liberal and fiscally conservative, but that just ends up meaning that they're okay with gay people existing, but they want to keep their money. So that's kind of where I grew up, and I've gone to school here my whole life.
I grew up where you said, what was it, gay people, they're fine, but like you want to keep your money. Or it was just like gay
Yeah.
people, let's we'd rather not. And I was like, all right, I guess.
Yeah.
So moving was pretty dang sweet, if I do say so myself.
All around.
But other than that, yeah. Who knows? I was too young to understand it, but we're good now.
And currently, I'm attending a community college in Southern California, in kind of the LA area. And Hunter, you
And
are.
I am at UC Santa Cruz. I'm actually recording in the podcasting booth that I reserved and then showed up 20 minutes later like an asshole at.
Yeah, like a
So
fucking dick.
that's where I'm at. Yeah, it's actually pretty sweet because I got this blue microphone that's I just looked up for retail. It's like 150 bucks and like the audio is so dang nice.
Fuck, that's crisp.
No, it's really crisp. You can probably hear the juxtaposition between our microphones. And it's
Yeah.
not because either of us are wealthier than the other. It's just that I happen to get that sweet, sweet hookup.
Oh, hell yeah. So, like Hunter, you know, we're both in college right now. We're still in school. This is a school-based
Exactly.
podcast. Anything interesting happen over your past week of schooling? Over your past week of education?
In my past week of education, I have not done too terribly much. Unfortunately, I shouldn't say unfortunately. Fortunately enough, I haven't had too much work yet. I only actually just finished like the first week.
Yeah, meanwhile,
So
I'm already done
you're
with my
so deep
like
in it.
sixth week of school.
Yeah, that's the thing with like UCs is we start so late.
Yeah.
So I just technically like just finished my first full week. Like last week was week zero, but we just finished our first full week. I don't even really have too much homework to talk about. Taking it upon myself to help my friend in Cuphead. So that has been I would say my most important task as of right now is getting
Right.
through World 3 of Cuphead.
Okay.
Other than that, homework has been not too terrible, besides the fact that, like, my English teacher, who is great and I love her, but her voice sounds like a mouse who is, like, being put through a juicer. Her voice is very high pitched.
Okay.
And she's a nice person, but it's almost, but it's an hour and a half long class.
Yeah.
So, and it's a discussion class.
But you're willing to just talk mad shit about her as soon as you're behind her back.
I would have you know that I think she's a great teacher and a great individual. Yeah,
you just hate hearing her and listening to her.
Just hearing her is something that makes me wish that other students were a bit more talkative than me.
Fair enough.
So
you've had a pretty laid back week then, all around, it seems.
Very laid back. Though, how about you though?
I've had a pretty laid back week for the most part. Although, in one of my classes this past week, there was a very I can't think of the best way to put it, but a fellow with interesting ideas in my English class. So we were having a discussion in English class about the recent shootings, and we're talking about gun control and, like, gun control in America and why we think why it's a problem in America. And it was a very like normal class discussion kind of happening. Like, people were giving ideas and talking and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And then this one guy starts talking, and he leads off by reading aloud a Joseph Stalin quote that he had looked up on his phone. Yeah, this was not, like, a speech we had to give. We were just talking in class, and he chose to, while other people were talking, look up a Joseph Stalin quote that fit the bill for what he wanted to say, and then read it aloud. After that, he then started talking about how he believes all the current shootings and anything relating to that is not the fault of mentally ill people. It's the CIA using the MK-Ultra mind control experiment that they performed in the early 70s. He believes it succeeded and that they're currently using it to mind control various people. Now, he believes all this because, and according to him, and he was very vague about it, various hip-hop artists and rappers say it's true.
Because they're always right, you know.
Very,
so.
Very credible sources. And I don't mean to, you know, diminish the hip-hop community, but I wouldn't really get my conspiracy theories from them.
I wouldn't get my conspiracy theories from anybody, if I'm being totally honest, but I feel like the hip-hop community, while very artistic and poetic, I don't feel like anybody is the proper source for conspiracy theories.
That's fair. I don't know. There's you can find an occasional guy on the street who seems like he knows what he's talking about.
That's true. That's fair.
So anyway, bouncing off various hip-hop artists believing in CIA mind control, he then connected that to how he believes in flat earth theory, and then told the rest of the class that we're dumb and we're sheep for not believing in it. And mind you, this all started as a discussion about gun control in America. So he really fucking took it and ran.
How long did he, like, speak about this?
He went on for a solid 4 or so minutes. It was impressive, honestly. Like, I had to admire his gumption.
Yeah, absolutely. Holy shit.
I think that just, like, that story right there is a very good example of where I go to school right now.
It's a very good example as to why I should be in community college right now and why I'm wasting my time at a UC.
Yeah, honestly, you're not learning anything over there.
I'm not learning anything. If I'm not learning conspiracy theories, I'm not learning anything.
So true.
So, oh, my word. I wish...
Right?
Yearn for the day when someone just actually brings evidence towards the government being some sort of reptilian army. Like, I swear to God, it's going to happen one of these days. Listen, we'll I'm at a hippy-dippy campus, like everyone here is. Yeah.
You know, Hunter, I think it's time we jump into our first segment.
I would absolutely agree with you on that, actually.
I think we should start with our segment, Summer Reading. What do you think?
Oh. I love summer reading. Well, okay, that's actually a lie. I love the segment of summer reading. Yeah, I didn't always actually love summer reading itself, but yeah, let's
explain
dig
summer
in.
Reading to our brand new audience. So, hey, audience members who might be listening, the three of you out there listening to our first podcast.
Oh, we appreciate every single one of you. All three of you are glorious individuals.
You're the reason we do this for our fans. My mom and Hunter and my two friends who we convinced to listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
So summer reading is a segment where we're going to talk about various books and other things we've had to watch or read for school along the ways, and why we either really loved or really hated them. Probably it'll mostly be really hated.
Yeah. Yeah. I can think of one, maybe two books that I read that I actually enjoyed. The other ones I can, ooh, baby, town on.
You got one you want to talk about? You want off? You want off the dope?
Do you want me to talk about my love or my hate?
I don't know. Which one are you more passionate about?
Oh, buddy. All right. I'll go anger, and then you can go happy, and that way we'll kind of balance each other out.
All right. That sounds fair.
So I'll start with definitely one of my least favorite books that I've read.
Which is?
Did you have to read Ethan Frome?
I did not. I have heard many things about it. The primary thing I've heard about that book, mm-hmm, is that there's a scene involving pickles and donuts, which is meant to be like a sexual metaphor. Who the fuck eats pickles with donuts was the only thing I could think when someone was telling me about that.
Yeah, that's
so I'm already anti Ethan Frome from the start, so I'm on board with you here.
Okay, I'm glad, because the pickles and donuts, I don't even want to say motif because it only really did happen once, but like, it's such a loaded scene, and it is absolutely, like, okay. For those of you who haven't read Ethan Frome, which, like, God bless your soul if you haven't had to go through that, Ethan Frome is basically a book about a person. It's from the point of view of this person who comes into this town of Starkville. Unsurprisingly, Starkville is, like, this kind of dead town where nothing really happens, and they meet this dude called Ethan Frome. This is also from, like, keep in mind, I read this about 2 years ago, and when I read it, I barely paid attention, so my synopsis here is going to be butchered. But yeah,
some of these summaries might be a little bit off key, but the main point is our opinion.
Yeah, you'll get the idea generally. I wouldn't dig too deep into it, but. Yeah, it's basically this person comes in town. There's Ethan Frome, who is, like, kind of a cripple, but not really. Like, he's huge, and he, like, chops wood and stuff, but when he walks around, like, you can tell something's up with him, like he was in an accident. And it's all about, like, this person staying with Ethan Frome. I think they stay with him, or they say they live in the town and, like, get to know Ethan Frome,
Ethan mm-hmm. Frome's, like, a big, hulking kind of, like Hodor type dude.
He's not Hodor. Okay, he was played by Liam Neeson in the Ethan Frome terrible movie.
There's an Ethan Frome movie played by Liam Neeson?
Yeah, he was played by Liam Neeson. So,
time I've heard about Ethan Frome, because, like, I've heard people mention it for, like, years since they read it in, like, sophomore year or whatever. Mm-hmm. I always assumed Ethan Frome was, like, a Downton Abbey sort of character with, like, a book about, like, a fancy dude named Ethan Frome who lived in, like, a nice house. I had no idea it was about some, like, lumberjack bro who has, like, a limp or whatever.
Oh, you've been wrong. You've been mistaken. It's definitely about... Okay. It's more or less... I mean, like, he's not Hodor in the sense that he can say more stuff, but he is Hodor in the sense that, yeah, he, like, walks around with a limp and is always in, like black clothes, like, oversized black clothes to protect from, like, the winters of Starkville. And my board just hit 420, by the way.
I was literally looking at the exact same thing.
Yeah, I'm glad we're in sync on that. But yeah, it's basically like this dude who is in Starkville. The fucking narrator is like a person who is learning about Ethan Frome by living there. And it's like, the premise is like, during this whole back spiel, you learn that Ethan Frome was like in love with like his maid. But he was married to his wife, obviously, whose wife, his name is like Zeniba or Zeniba or something, like some harsh word, which is supposed to be symbolic because she's like a harsh person. Anyway, like, he falls in love with her. He tries to like run away with her, or like tries to like do something with her. And what happens is like he gets on like something, like they get on a sled. No, that's what it was. Oh my God, I just remembered. Yeah, at the end of the book, he's like in love with like this girl who's like Mary or something. Probably not at all Mary, but like that's what I'm going to call her. Yeah. And they're going to like kill themselves because like they're unhappy because like the book is depressing. And
right, as one does.
And they get on, like, they're going to, like, kill themselves through, like, the most, I'll be honest, like, the most creative way possible for, like, a book that is so dull and boring. They decide to, like, get on a sled and, like, slide down a hill in the middle of winter. Just, and they're like, oh, we're going to slide down this hill and, like, hit a tree really hard. And then that'll, like, kill us and then we'll be together.
Okay. I don't think that would kill both of them, though.
Oh, listen, if you want to analyze Ethan Frome for what it is, then you will find...
I don't, like, maybe the person in front might have some serious brain damage and possibly die if they hit a tree going down a hill, but, like, I don't think both of them would... I think that sounds like a bad plan.
Oh, it's not a good plan. You are absolutely 100% correct. The author of Ethan Frome, who I don't know and I don't care to look up right now, I don't think had been sledding before... Or if they had, they went on, like, one of those kiddie hills.
Right. So they're like, oh, the next step up must be...
They're like, oh, yeah. They're like, if I go on the kiddie one, then, like, oh, man. And they must have done it when they were, like, 4 or 5 years old. So, like, that shit was intense. So they're like, oh, man, if that was wild when I was 5 years old, then I bet if I, you know, go to a next level up and I'm bigger, like, that thing's going to be insane.
Right. It's like when you go to an amusement park as a kid and you can't ride the rides quite yet. So you're like, oh, fuck, when I can, it'll be sick.
Exactly.
Enough you can ride the rides, and it's like, oh, it's not much different than what it was before.
But now imagine, like, being that five-year-old looking at, like, all the big kids go on the mega ride, and then you just, like, for whatever reason, never went back to the amusement park. And that concept when you were little just escalated and, like, evolved into something else.
Interesting. So why do you hate Ethan Frome, Hunter?
Okay. I hate Ethan Frome. Well, let me just finish by saying they don't actually kill themselves. They hit the tree, and then that's why he's crippled. Like, it's one of those.
Wait, I thought you said he started the book out, like...
Yeah, no. You start the book out, and he's crippled, but, like, it's one of those, like, you start out, and then, like, it does, like, it works its way back, and then it, like, works its way to the present.
Ugh.
So that's why he's crippled, is because they fucked up their suicide. Which is, like... Even more, like, the book itself was already super, like, a huge downer.
Yeah.
But now that, like, you find out that this dude is, like, crippled because he, like, couldn't even suicide good.
He couldn't.
Is, like, so, it adds another level. And then, like, that's the whole, like... book was, like, he's having to take care of his, like, wife who he doesn't love. And when that happens to him, like, him and, like, the maid get, like, super goofed up. And now the wife is the one taking care of them. Here's why I don't like Ethan Frome. One, it's boring. Two, it's dumb. Like, that I do know for a fact that what I just described is more or less the plot. It's not a great rendition of the plot, but it is like 80% of the plot.
Is it even well written?
It is like It is not well written enough to justify the actual story. Okay. Like, it's not poorly written.
It's like, when I say well written, I don't mean like oh, good grammar and all that stuff. Like, you expect that when you're reading a book. I mean, like, is the writing itself, like, the writer's language, like, at all, like, interesting?
Listen, I'm the type of person that, like, if you wrote about paint drying, but you were, like, a masterful wordsmith, and you were, like... The paint slowly dribbled until it was, and you were like able to like actually get me.
This
into
is
paint,
this
right?
is why you're a psych major, not a literature major.
You can write. Listen, anybody can write anything good. That story could have been good if it were.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, that's actually false. That story couldn't have been good.
Yeah.
That's enough about Ethan Frome. I'm getting kind of.
You're getting heated.
This room just like increased by like 5 degrees just by me talking about Ethan Frome.
All right, I'll cool us down. I'll talk about a book that I enjoyed thoroughly. Then we'll do that. A book that I had to read. I think it was summer before senior year. Was The Martian, who I cannot remember the author.
Oh, hell yeah. Aaron Paul.
Probably. Maybe
if that's if it, I'm gonna check if it's Aaron Paul.
But yeah, most people
who
probably,
is Aaron Paul?
Most people probably know it as the movie starring Matt Damon.
It was Matt Damon.
It was Matt Damon, yes.
Yeah, Matt Damon, Mark Wahlberg, man, he did such a good job.
I confuse Matt Damon and Mark Wahlberg a lot, only because they vaguely look similar, but Matt Damon's way better. I'm setting that standard right now.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
But anyway, I digress. I read The Martian summer before senior year. I read that fucking book in a single day, in one sitting. I enjoyed that book so much.
I do not blame you.
Like, I put it off like all summer. I'm like, I don't want to read a fucking book during the summer. I'm too cool for that. That's not true at all, though. But
you've read the entire Game of Thrones, yeah?
Oh yeah, no.
Yep. So there you go. Lot.
Yeah.
Anyway, I would like to go ahead.
Oh no! Do you have the author?
Yeah, the author is Andy Weir. Aaron Paul is the science bitch from Breaking Bad.
That's what I thought.
So I don't know where that one came. I think they both start with an A.
There's a lot of science in The Martian.
I think that's where I must have gotten it.
I can see where you crossed your wires there. But yeah. Anyway.
Crossed my wires. Like, that's the author's last name. Go ahead.
Fuck you. I put it off until the day before school started over the summer. And I'm like, fuck, I got to read this book at some point. I'll start now, I guess. So like, I sat down with the book like first thing in the morning. Did not put it down until like later that night when I'd finished it. I'm like, I spent my entire last day of summer reading a book, and it was incredible. Like, that book is so goddamn entertaining and well written. It's like, it's finally like a book where like, I understand like wanting your like literature to be like all fancy schmancy and have like big words and whatnot, but like a book that starts with the main character going fuck is a book you're gonna enjoy.
Oh, you know? Absolutely. God, that was, I forgot about that book, honestly. That was, right? Such,
that's
a
fucking great book. And the movie was like held up really well.
Yeah. I just love the fact that like it was, the dude was such a good author, like he made growing potatoes interesting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like Ethan Frome did, like if Ethan Frome had a growing potato scene, it would not have been interesting. But this, like, that's evident of the fact that Andy was a really good author, and he made that shit like hear more about those potatoes.
There's entire pages in The Martian where it's just talking about like numbers and statistics and the main character Mark Watney doing math, and yet that's interesting. Like the way he wrote it was good.
Yeah.
I fucking love that book.
Yeah, that was a really sweet book.
Also, the book has like a great message too. It's like about the togetherness of humanity, like overall, and like when someone's in danger, like we like work together, and it's like at our core we're good people. I'm like, fuck yeah. I'm tired of like all like the super dark, like everyone's bad, people are evil shit. Like, come on, fuck you.
Come on. We all know that like everyone there's, means like, well. There's like everyone's plenty got of something that,
like,
going.
There's like plenty of negative shit in the real world. I don't know why creators bother making the message of their like of their works sometimes like people are bad. It's just so needlessly edgy.
Yeah, it's like sometimes things that are people are worse. And it's like, yeah, I know. I've like been to the supermarket. I've seen like that.
I've been in a Walmart, all right? I've seen the worst humanity has to offer.
Yeah, it's like there's always that guy at like fucking the store who's like wants to like cut you in the express lane because he has like just like two things less than you. Yeah. He's like, yeah, I just like gotta go. And I'm like, do you really? And he's like, and then you know they don't talk.
Some fucking asshole pulled that shit to me once, all right?
Did they actually?
Like, I was like, I was in line at Target, and Target's a whole, we can talk about Target later.
Of course.
I was in line at Target. Something. And I was like, I think I was getting like a few like groceries and like some pens and paper or whatever it's like that I needed for the house. And this dude behind me was like, oh, hey, man, I'm in kind of a rush. I've got a few items. Do you mind if I cut you? And I was in a good mood. I'm like, yeah, sure, man. Go right ahead. You only got a few things. He's like, oh, thanks. The guy then proceeds to grab like seven items from like the shitty like impulse buy like gum and like chocolate bar section right at the register. Dude got like double the items I had just from like those crappy like Tic Tacs and high chews that are right there before you buy your shit. I'm like, you motherfucker.
It's like,
you son of a bitch.
You double crossed me for the last time.
I swear to God, I never felt so betrayed in my life. It was saddening. I was like disheartened the rest of that entire day because this man had played me so hard.
God. Yeah, I guess I'm not saying that like helping a person out when they're like, man, I'm in a rush, and it's like, yeah, I see that, but don't abuse it. Cause well, I yeah, there don't abuse it, man. Don't you listen, like those Tic Tacs, like, this nice boy Parker has given you a gift, and you can't just be like, oh, thank you for the gift, now I'm gonna take twice as long.
Yeah, thanks for the gift, fuck you. Like, the odds of me now doing that again are lower. They're still very high, because I'm a very, very anxious person who would gladly let anyone cut in front of me if it meant I could avoid an awkward conversation.
Yeah, absolutely.
But still, I want to do it less now. I'll still let you cut in front of me, but in my head I'll be like, oh man, if I were someone else, boy.
Oh boy, if it weren't me right now, you'd be in for a what for?
Oh man. If I was 15 years older and not me, oh baby, you better watch out.
We've all had that though. We've all had that.
So that was our segment summer reading.
That was summer reading.
That was our first ever segment. Hey Hunter, we did it.
I'm very proud of you. If I were there with you, I would have given you a very big high five. And possibly a little smooch. Ooh. But unfortunately, we are six hours away.
Hunter.
So.
Not on the podcast, man. Keep it DL.
Shit, someone's going to calculate my exact location right now, despite the fact that I already told them my exact location.
Yeah, you're in the Blair Witch forests outside of Santa Cruz.
I am. I'm actually in here just to avoid getting haunted.
Now, Hunter, correct me if I'm wrong, because I've never actually been to UC Santa Cruz, mm-hmm. but I know there's a... I know it's actually just a giant forest with no buildings, right?
It's yeah.
And
so
the teachers are Ewoks.
We walk to our tree houses. The classes are kind of Keebler Elf style. So
I was thinking more like Lord of the Rings, Elven City, but Keebler Elf fits more.
It's okay. Well, yeah. The quad obviously is Lord of the Rings. The sure. individual, like my core class, like the lecture halls, are very Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Well, there's like big dirt pits, right? There's like big dirt pits where you kind of like all jump and huddle in, and the teacher stands above you and just kind of like shouts knowledge downward.
Yeah, like kind of, I would say more or less they rain knowledge upon us.
That's a very elegant way.
And they kind of throw knowledge at us. We kind of have to catch it. And then you know, obviously, like the person who like. Absorbs the least knowledge of the day is
right. Well, they're what they serve in the dining hall later that night.
Yeah, exactly. Because like, where are you going to get that food with 17,000 students?
And you're not going to have to, or else the forest spirits will kill you. So.
Yeah. No, like the dryads and stuff. Like they aren't a fan of that. So yeah. No, actually, I will be real though. The forest here is actually beautiful during the day. And then takes an absolutely 180-degree turn at night and becomes,
adamantly in ghosts or all that stuff. Like, I have mm-hmm. vague belief or whatever, but, like, something about the forest,
standards.
Like, any forest at nighttime is spooky as shit.
Yeah, I was actually, that's... really interesting you bring up. I was going on like kind of a night hike with a friend.
Is that what they call it these days, a night hike? Mm-hmm.
Wink wink. Going on a night hike, it was gorgeous out, it was very nice weather. Mm-hmm. And there's a bunch of bridges and stuff here, but like the bridges go over kind of parts
do
of the forest and under the bridge
them,
like,
do any of them lead to Terabithia? Important question.
Well, you have to walk on a certain day at a certain time.
Okay. Just
and then, yeah. Some of my friends have like been there. They said honestly it was kind of overrated. I think the movie kind of hyped it up too much.
Like real quick sidebar about that movie/book. Mm-hmm. That's a fucking sad movie and book.
Yeah, I remember it being good and sad, and that's all I remember.
The girl just straight up fucking dies. It's like a kid's book. It's like, oh, here's this, like, happy-go-lucky, like, two pals having fun, vaguely Narnia-esque thing.
And then it's like, here's this really fun book, now deal with the mortality of humanity.
Yeah, it's like this, like, 13-year-old kid, like, man, now I have to deal with death, and, like, I saw my best friend die, and now the parents are sad, and fuck, man.
I'll take your word for it. I'm definitely not going to rewatch it now.
Yeah.
And, two, yeah, I do not remember... Jack about that actual movie/book. I remember there was a cool giant, right? There was a giant that was like pretty sweet.
I don't remember. I just remember the girl straight up drowning and it being described in harsh detail in the book, in like way too much detail.
Oh, bud.
Yeah. So anyway, back to your night hike.
Anyway, back to the night hike. We were walking, and as we were walking along kind of this path, it's almost like a somewhat like a valley, because like to get up, you have to kind of go up this hill on each side. And so we're walking along, and we're walking under bridges and junk. And as we're walking, we see like kind of in the distance what looks like teepees. This is not a drill. This is not a joke. We were walking, and like we saw these things that looked like kind of old style teepees, where it was like sticks. Kind of arranged in that cone style.
Like the
style.
Native American tent teepee, not like toilet paper, right?
No. Yo, like Native American, yeah.
Okay.
And as like we walked by it, like all we had were like flashlights. All
right.
And it was one of those things that it was like, if we had been walking during the day and seen this, we would have been like, oh man, this is like so neat and cool. And like we probably like walked into it, be like, oh man, I wonder if like there are anybody actually who hang out here. Because we, like, walked upon it at night, I immediately just had to, like, look behind me and be like, there's going to be some sort of ghoul or ghast or witch or something here. Like, it was so upsetting for some reason.
Yeah, that sounds – you're a braver man than I, honestly. Did you, like, go and investigate the
Oh, hell no. We did a fucking wide, wide turn around it and just, like, kept walking.
Probably, honestly, good call. Good call.
Because I felt like it was one of the – I didn't want to, like, accidentally touch it and then, like, have an ancient spirit, like, appear out of it and be like, you've desecrated my space. And then, like, try to fight me. Yeah, I didn't want to – I was not, like, equipped for a boss fight right then, so I didn't mess.
Can you imagine if you had gone and, like, activated some sort of genie in a bottle type, like, ghoul to like, come and speak to you, but they were literally just Shaq from the movie Kazam? Like they don't know that they're Shaq from movie Kazam because they're an ancient spirit, but that's just like how they look.
But it's like, and they look like Shaq and they act like Shaq, and you're
and like the entire time they're talking to you and they're telling you about like this ancient curse and how you're totally boned, but you just cannot help but think like that's Shaq from Kazam.
That's
Shaquille O'Neal from the late 90s, I think, movie Kazam.
I want to do right now is go boom. Put it in the hoop like slam. All I want to do is tell him about the time I beat him.
The time you beat Shaq?
The time I beat Shaq. Just heard that song for like the first time.
Honestly,
kind of recently.
It holds up.
Really good song. I was playing. We had our final D&D boss fight to that song.
Oh, nice, nice.
It's very good.
What next? What segment should we do next, Hunter?
I don't know. We could
Because I'm reading the output on GarageBand right now, which is what we're using to record for this first episode. Mm-hmm. And it just has bars and beats and not an actual time, and I don't know how to read that. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I've just been looking at the clock, which has been kind of my prerogative, and it also has not served too well, considering the fact that I don't actually know when we started.
No, I do not. This is a podcast learning experience.
Well, I think each beat is a second. Okay, I'm not going to do the math right now. Listen, but each beat is a second.
This is a podcast.
Whatever, 1,000, whatever.
This is an education podcast. The listeners,
that's true.
The fans, they're learning with us. That's what they're here for.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, you're right. Let's have them learn very basic long division right now.
Yeah.
In case you never learned it in high school. And let's be real, like, we learned it.
I mean,
but
I'm pretty sure.
But I think by the time you learned it, you already like had your calculator ready to roll. So it was like,
Yeah, I fucking actually had a lot of trouble with not long division, but with like multiplying big numbers in elementary school, because I was like too lazy to ever like actually write out all like the numbers and like do like, you know, like the carrying and stuff. So I tried to do it in my head, and it was always wrong. That was like a good indication of who I am as a student from the start.
Yeah, I was about to say like some things never change, huh?
Yeah. It's like, man, if I can't do it good in the first try, I'm not gonna do it.
Is it maybe story time?
I think it might be story time, Hunter.
Okay.
Who's telling a story today? Me or you? Are we both gonna tell a story?
Could tell like small stories, you know, just a little taste test of a story.
Do you have one in mind? You're initiating this segment. Do you have a story in mind?
Give me a sec. Yes, I do have a story in mind.
You know what? Tell me a story, Hunter. Take me away.
It's a very small story.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, I will try to draw it out and make it fun and exciting.
big, meaty lesson.
With a big, thick lesson.
Yep.
And an M. Night Shyamalan plot twist about just halfway through.
Totally slamming lesson.
All right. Are you ready?
Massive lesson. Yes.
I feel like you're really fixated on the lesson that you're going to learn from this.
I better come away from this with, like, the same experience I came away with from watching The Martian and seeing Matt Damon fly through space as David Bowie played in the background and I cried. So, high expectations.
Mm. All right. Well, the one thing I can tell you right now, the only thing you're going to learn right now is to not fuck around with stuff that you don't know what it is.
Okay. Is there a David Bowie cameo or song choice in this story?
Do you want there to be?
I don't want you to force it. I just want to know if there is.
But now there is.
No, you can say no. I'll just check out and you talk to the listeners and I'll go do something else for the next 5 minutes while you tell this fucking shitty story.
Okay. So here's the story. With all this build up, I'll make sure it's hype. Okay.
Really fucking good.
Oh shit, I bumped the mic.
No.
It's fine. It's only like $150 and I also don't own it.
Okay, we can also ruin the audio quality. I'll just drink tea into the microphone right now.
Do your best. This story took place, I want to say, around, it was elementary school. I want to say like third grade max.
Okay.
We had, like, during recess and stuff, we had like this big grassy field where kids could kind of like hang out, go run around, play, do whatever. And I was like, it was either recess or some sort of like, for whatever reason, I was out on this field alone. I think I was like looking for people to play with, but like I was kind of like just killing time or whatever. I don't know what I was doing. All I know was on the ground in the middle of this big old grassy field was this like cool little like red ball. Not bouncy ball or anything. It was like it was about the size of my thumb, like a little sphere.
Okay.
And I picked it up and I was like, oh, what is this? What is this little treasure I've stumbled upon? And I pick it up and I'm like kind of squeezing it. It's made out of like wax or plastic or like some sort of malleable material. And I'm like kind of like squeezing it. I'm like, oh, what is this like fun little gift that I've found for myself? And I'm like rolling around my hands. I'm goofing around with it. Cause like elementary school kids, you know, like if you find something you don't know what it is, the first thing you're going to do is just like touch it in every single like way you can imagine.
Yeah, like fucking put it in your mouth, like lick it.
Yeah.
Do basically everything you shouldn't to it.
Exactly. So I was kind of just like going off on this thing, like rolling it around. And I was like, and I realized I had like a little bit of give to it. It was like a little squishy. I'm like, oh, wow. This thing's like a little, it's almost like a bubble. So I'm like messing around with it and like I squeeze it and it like bursts and shoots like this pink liquid like at my face and into my eye. And I was like, oh shit, this is not fun anymore because my eye started stinging really bad.
Oh no.
And so like I ran to like the sink, I ran to the bathroom, which was like, not close, but it was like a little ways away, and I started like running to the bathroom, not crying or anything, but just like kind of like half blinded,
just like you're doing like the elementary school equivalent of like fuck shit.
Yeah, it was exactly, except like also in elementary school, like way less way less like, well, not 100% like in control of my body, well, so like kind of like
you were doing just, that like little waltzing kind of, like, stumble run.
Exactly. I was doing the very like the drunken stumble run while also like only one of my eyes were working. And I like run to the bathroom. I throw this thing down. I like wash this like pink stuff off my hands. I like rinse my eye out.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget how I found this out. I think I either like showed it to a teacher later or like had just figured it out. It was a paintball. It was a paintball just like on the ground that I have no idea how it got there because obviously like these kids weren't playing paintball, but it was also like in the middle of a kid's field. So I don't know like if some kid had taken a paintball and just like decided to like, oh, like today I want to mess with hunters. So let me just like throw this out here.
Some kid probably like stole a paintball from his like older brother, who like his older cool brother who plays Call of Duty and drinks Mountain Dew and goes paintballing. Like
that's probably paintball.
and like brought to school and like that was all cool, but then he dropped it and he lost it, and then you fucking found this little boy's treasure and you fucking destroyed it.
Well, at least I got what I deserved. If I stole another boy's treasure, at least I got what I deserved, which was a bunch of paint in my eye.
Yeah, sure. You know,
so
what goes around comes around, I guess.
I guess so. All I know is like it took me quite some time to realize like that was a paintball. And I don't know if it was just like my wee child brain just didn't know what paintball. I think it was, yeah, my small brain didn't know what paintballs were yet. Yeah, and I was like, I think when I found out that like it was a paintball, I was like, oh shit, yeah, that was definitely that.
It definitely tasted like paint, now that I think about it.
Yeah. So that was my fun, very stupid experience.
That story makes you think about how like in elementary school, like I don't know if you experienced the same thing, but like I know I certainly did, and I know friends who did. Like little kids always have like little tiny treasures that like have no actual value or worth that they fucking carry around.
That's so true. That's so true.
Like bottle caps, keychains, like those mini like Tech Deck skateboards, which are so
fucking
cool.
Yes, Tech Decks were amazing.
I think quick sidebar from the podcast. I think we should bring back tech decking and make a different tech deck podcast and abandon this one.
Oh, you know it'd be so much more successful.
Oh, dude, it'd be so good.
It would be a flawless, perfect podcast. You don't have to even talk about it. You just like say tech deck. And
wait, Sean White's the snowboarder. Fuck, Tony Hawk.
Sean White's the with the winter one.
Yeah, Sean White's the winter skateboarding.
Yeah, Sean White is like snow form. Tony Hawk.
Sean White's the carrot top of sports.
He's also me.
Yeah, you do look.
He's me with long hair.
That's a great bit for this audio based podcast. Which
yeah, for anyone. For, yeah, just know that people who haven't seen me, Sean White with short hair, that's me. Sean White with long hair, is
but
me when I had long
hair. Not redhead, no freckles. No sports-based talents, and no gold medals. So that's Hunter.
I mean, yeah. If you want to get like really specific,
listen, man. I feel like we need to be truthful with our audience here.
Yeah, just gotta be.
Eventually, we're gonna delve into some embarrassing shit in this podcast. We gotta start out with the truth.
Yeah, and the truth is you're right. I'm not a ginger.
Nope.
You heard it here first. Do you have any, it could be big, it could be small stories, anything, anything
stories.
Entertaining?
Do you want to keep it in the elementary school range, or are we going all around?
Sure, let's keep it elementary, my dear Parker.
Keep it elementary school. Elementary, my dear, oh, that's a very good name for a segment. Write that down.
I wrote that down. I just forgot I wrote it down.
Fuck, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
We'll edit this out later.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can edit this out.
Yeah, I got a story from second grade actually.
I love that.
So, you remember taking spelling tests, Hunter?
Oh, do I know this one?
You probably do. This is a story I like to tell sometimes. But you know spelling tests, right?
Oh, I fucking crushed them.
Very. Yeah, dude, me too. That's nice. Kind of how the story goes, but well, you'll see.
Okay,
you know, spelling
yeah, I know
tests, like, it's, you know, you take them, it's simple stuff, you spell words, the teacher usually, like, reads the words aloud, and you just, like, write them down, you turn it in, you get an A, and it's elementary school, you know, and you're like, oh, fuck, I'm a smart person, and then you never actually study because you think you're too smart for that, and later down your life, you have no work ethic, so you're like, oh, fuck, I should study, but I don't know how to.
Yeah, I mean,
but I digress.
Specific to some people, but yeah.
It's very specific to me, but again, I digress.
Of course.
Anywho, there was one particular spelling test in second grade. I remember it was my second grade teacher, Miss Barney. I liked her. She was nice. We took a spelling test.
Okay, nice.
And, like, they would always, like, whenever we'd get, like, the test back and graded, they would, like, read aloud the names of people who got A's to be like, oh, look at these people who, like, did a good job and, like, they deserve, like, some recognition for, like doing well in school, you know?
Sweet,
and
yeah.
She, like,
course.
And like I always fucking crushed the spelling test. Like I never like didn't get a perfect score. And she was like going
proud
through and reading the names. I didn't hear mine in the names read. I'm like, oh fuck. Oh no, I didn't say fuck. I was an elementary school kid. I was like, ah, oh, beans. I messed up somehow. Mm-hmm. Like what happened? What did I spell wrong? did I spell who wrong? Is there an H? I don't remember. And then she's like, there was one student who almost got a perfect score, but they spelled everything except their name right. And I'm like, that kid's an idiot. Like, how'd you even spell Parker wrong? Man, wonder who that asshole was. I get my test back. I look at my name in the top right corner. That asshole was me. I spelled my name P-A-R-A-K-E-R. On a spelling test.
I fucking love that so much.
I spelled everything else on that test right. I spelled my last name, which is a fucking really dumb last name.
Yeah, your last name is ridiculous, but your first name is so fucking straightforward.
There's three letters at the end of my last name that do not need to be there.
Yeah.
And I spelled my fucking first name wrong on a spelling test where I got everything else 100% correct. That haunts me to this day.
I know it does.
That story is just such a primo example of how I fuck up as a person. That right there is me in a nutshell. Like, I told everyone who I was right away.
Yeah, you made sure everyone knew. Oh, without man. A shadow of a doubt.
I feel like that was kind of Paracker really was. Story. Like, in a little bit of a way, like, that's yeah. when I realized, like, oh no, I'm an idiot.
Is this the real me?
Yeah. Like I'm smart at some things, but I'm a fucking idiot. Oh boy.
Man, I love that so much.
Hard. And it was.
Yeah. Well, it's okay, Paracker, I still love you.
Yeah, I cannot think of a way you'd spell Hunter wrong.
Hunter. you could spell it Haunter, like the Pokemon. That's what people would do to me when they wanted to make fun of me, but then I'm like, haha, bitch, Haunter's a fucking great Pokemon.
Has anyone ever made the joke about your name that you have a brother named Gatherer?
Yeah, a lot, actually.
Right, good, I'm just checking.
Yeah, no, thank you for confirming that.
Can you put me in line for one of those people, please? I want to make sure I get in on this
floor. Let me make sure, yeah, I'll be sure to put in a good recommendation for you.
Can you pencil me in for this next Tuesday?
Yeah, for sure. I'll just have to. I mean, there's about 17 people ahead of you who are also okay. people who already made that joke.
Cool, cool, cool.
But I'll be sure. I'll see what I can do. I'll slide you in.
All right, excellent. Let's see. We're at 1469. There we go. bars in this recording. I still don't know what that means time-wise, but I feel like we're at maybe a place where we can start wrapping up. What do you think so, Hunter? All right. So this has been the inaugural episode of Peaked in High School, our education podcast, and education is used in very loose terms in that discussion.
Fucking loose. Do not ever think this is an education podcast.
Education in this sense is like a pair of sweatpants that you got from like 5 years ago before you went on your sick ass like fitness journey and drop those LBs, and you're like, man, those sweatpants are like that. The education in that description pulled it full circle.
I agree with that.
Nice. I think this has been a good first run. You know.
I think we crushed it. So
thanks to everyone who might have tuned in for this first.
Yeah,
podcast.
Thank you all for listening.
Yeah,
we hope you
not
enjoyed yourself.
Quite yet where we're uploading it, but you'll be able to find this in future episodes probably on, I'd say, SoundCloud, iTunes, and wherever you find your podcasts. So,
yeah.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you very much.
We don't have a sign-off yet, so I'm just going to stop recording now.
Hunter and Parker signing off.
Yeah, this is your boys saying peace. Well, actually, you know what? We can edit this out, maybe. Or we can maybe keep it in. I don't know. I think we should have the ending just be like a bell ringing, like a school.
That's yes.
Can you give me your best bell ring, like a bring?
Yeah, I can. Just give me.
Ring.
That's
sound bite.
Close.
That's a sound bite right there.
Here, let me back
you
it up.
You
want to
give it a second take?
Yeah, I'll do it one more time.
You want to give
it
another go?
Yeah. Because like I'm looking at that audio is okay.
Yeah.
Oh, tilt. There we go.
Can you take it one more time there, buddy? I need a little bit more ing on this one. A little bit you more, need a, you know, a little more oomph.
A little more
I want
steak.
The emotion okay. you had behind that first bring.
But just like like a foot and a half farther away from the mic. You got it.
Yeah, you got it. Just take three of the final soundbite for okay. High School.
Bring.
There we go. Got it in one. All right. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Have a good one.
Peace, y'all.